listening to the podcast of the Attention Young Choreographers Series 2025. Artistic Direction, Brianna O'Mara and Chris Haring. The series is co-funded by the European Union in the frame of Lifelong Burning, Futures Lost and Found. Today's guest is Production XX, whose work Gosh is Great was invited to this year's Attention series. They told us about the start of the piece, when the six of them did not know each other yet, but were invited to develop a piece together, within 5 days. We hear how they found quite playful ways to fulfill this task and ended up becoming friends and collaborators and touring Gosh is Great for many years. My name is Almut Kreser and it was my pleasure to chat with Julie, Simon, Philomène, Max, Zoé and Ulysse. Thank you very much for taking your time. It's super funny to meet you here at Odeon on the rehearsal stage, and it's the biggest crowd I ever had to do this interview, and it's probably the only one that's going to be so crowded. Your production XX, and as I understand, you are not an ensemble or a collective or something. You are more or less individuals who like each other and the work you make, and you support each other and your work. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, can I hand around the mic and you briefly introduce each one of you? So also mention your name, that we can connect the voice to your name, if that's possible.
All right. So my name is Ulysse Zangs, and I'm the composer of Gosh is Great. I'm also a dancer. Voilà.
My name is Max, and I am a dancer and choreographer.
I am Julie, and I'm one of the choreographer of Gosh is Great, and I'm a dancer too.
And I'm Simon, dancer and choreographer. Yeah.
My name is Zoé Laknati, and I'm also dancer and choreographer.
Me, I'm Philomène Gendert, and like the rest, I'm a dancer and choreographer. So voilà.
So we found the one thing you have in common already. I would love to know how you found each other to work together. How did Production XX evolve?
So we all met 2 years ago on a festival that the name of the festival is De l'impertinence, that is has been created by Zoé Laknati and Dora Penchev. They invited us to be all together for 10 days to meet first and to present each other's work. We didn't know each other, and we met during this festival and we created Gosh is Great, and it's how it started. I don't know if someone wants to add something.
Yeah, this festival is like a laboratory, and we all came with our pieces and work on it separately. And then we, like she said, we had like a group piece that we had to create in a few days. What happened during that time was something very special for all of us. I think that's why it has a longevity, and because we started freestyling around, and slowly it became like more and more important in our life. Also because we had like all these connections that were made, it became most a friendship, and the piece is just here to accompany us.
That sounds very beautiful. That sounds like it was sort of spontaneous and playful how this piece started. Fits quite well as well to what I saw on stage there. So we are recording this podcast now here during Impulse Dance Festival, where it was shown, where the Attention Young Choreographers series is shown. This podcast is only going to be released in autumn. And just to remind people which piece we're talking about, or to explain to someone who has not seen it but listens to this podcast, could one of you describe briefly what happens on stage? Just a summary of it.
So on stage, we are five of us in a line in the backstage, and we are just walking. It's really a piece about one idea, walking in slow motion for a very long time. And we have hidden in our clothes many objects and many tools or little things, random things. Could be also trash, like things that you throw away. Or, and little by little, we start to undo them from our clothes, and they are on the floor. All the stage is just full of objects at the end. I think this piece is really sad in a sense, but also it didn't start from the sadness. Like in the studio, we found the idea not through like something we wanted to say about society, but then it arrives after, when we started to understand also what we were doing with the slowness and with all the garbage we left behind us. So yes, it's also about touch, because we, in this piece, we walk, but we also touch each other, caress each other, hold each other. So it's really much about that, I would say, about how we can still be together, help each other, also miss each other, like not being able to help.
It's also a line that cannot stop. There is a feeling that we don't know where it goes and where it's hit and what's the direction, except that we just walk forward. And I think it's also, there's a lot of symbol inside it. It really came from us being a group and staying a group, staying aligned, staying together, trying, even though we cannot reach out to each other, even though we're close to each other. I think it's a piece that comes from us, like a meeting, a group that met for the first time and that still hold to each other.
We are all together in this, is a sentence that pops up in my head when you say that. And that was also what I sort of started feeling more and more when this piece evolved. Yeah, because you don't know what you get from the very beginning. I mean, you could know if you, because you give a sign in the very beginning, which I honestly didn't realize. I only realized it afterwards. It's a SOS sign that you sent. It's not clear for a while and it looks all fun and games, but the heaviness of the piece, it really folds up within the time. I would like to go back a bit. You said you did it during this festival when you all meet for the first time. It was a very short piece in the beginning, right? And it evolved due to invitations you got. It was all not planned, but all working very well, as far as I understood.
Maybe first we can say that it started by us meeting in the studio during De l'Impertinence. The first thing we did, kind of, I think, was to empty our bags. So we were all in the middle of summer, carrying many random stuff in our bags. And I think it was Julie's idea to just empty the bags, also to as a way to meet each other. Yeah, that's the start.
The concept also in this festival is to make a group of people that will go to the museum in Sète, in south of France, in the city of the festival, and to visit the exhibition and to work from the exhibition for a performance that would be made in 5 days. And so we saw the work of Katinka Bock, who is an artist from Germany, visual artist, very big sculpture in metal that are super huge but also seems very fragile. So we saw that in the museum, and she's really working also from everyday life, like spoons or knife, or like she's really gets this inspiration from everyday life objects. And so we saw this exhibition and we were all a bit in this museum like, it seems like everything will fall on us, but it also seems very solid, but at the same time super fragile, and it can fall. So there were already this idea of falling, so objects falling with the gravity, but also slowness. So I think these two ideas came from the work of Katinka. And then in the studio, everyday life object, we started to unpack the bags. We started to do many jokes and many weird stuff and playing around and doing, yeah, I don't even remember all the ideas we had, but it was a bit a bit funny. And then we ended up with this one idea, because in 5 days you cannot, if you want to make a performance that is good for 5 days of residency, you have to make choices. So we chose two ideas, which was objects, slow motion, and just this line. And then Gush is Great was created, and it was at the beginning 15 minutes. We didn't know if it would work or not. Then people saw it and were really touched, and we didn't expect that. And that in this version, we, like, the museum is next to a canal, and we were walking from the museum to the canal, and at the end we were falling in the water. And people were at the end really into it, and we had really good feedback. So then we were like, okay, let's continue. And then the project continued.
I think also the force of this group is that we adapt and we like also the challenge. And so when we started to have invitation, we were like, okay, let's do it how we can do 20 minutes or 30 minutes of this of this show. And we decided to evolve through conversation, making new choices, defining new things, and it become what you saw. And I think it's also a force of the group because we take all the decision between each other. And sometimes it happened that we couldn't do some rehearsal and some could. And so we will rely on the idea of each other and the trust that we have between each other to continue. So from the 15 minutes, it became a 20-minute piece and then a 30 minutes with a lot of challenge. We performed it also in different places, outside, in a fountain, in a stage, and every in the stair also. And so it's also a piece that adapts. And I think this line is also like how we can be DIY and how we can adapt to any environment, even with the end change, because the space is always different and we love to invent new ideas all the time. And it's even though the piece seems to be all the time the same, it evolves always inside and there is new choices. And I think it's the force of this group is to reinvent ourselves every day with this show.
It's also the fact that this piece is it's so simple, like the idea of the piece is so simple, that inside of this frame we can invent so many things and we like to put new things inside. And also I think the piece became more and more political with the time because of discussion we have between us or with things we want to bring into this frame or statement or things that we want to comment on the current situation. So it's also like the piece is growing with us, and also we are going to do a longer version for theater in the future. And so that's the idea, that it's just growing and growing.
Mm. And I must say, it's a piece that seems simple to do, but actually more we're doing it, more we realize it's super hard. It's like so much focus and attention. It's crazy.
I absolutely believe that doing things slow is not the easy way. Yoga, for example, or whatsoever. So how long is the next version then? Do you know? Like, what are you aiming for? 50 minutes? You said that first you emptied your bags and it was pretty random what the things are that end up on stage. They do all have meanings, right?
Yeah, it was all random at first. I think because of the time frame we had, we couldn't really like work on how to compose time-wise and also like object-wise what's coming out of their body. And so it was a lot of happy accidents at first. And we used to film what was happening and we would stick to one image and then to another. And we kind of build it like this. Quite quickly after, we had the idea of having like each of us on stage like a bit of a character or a theme per person. So everyone has his own trajectory. So some is like food, some are like capitalism, some are like more like medication, excess, toys, yeah. And all this together brings an environment, an ecosystem where it all kind of like responds to each other.
And it's also the object. There is some that are fixed and that you will always see, but depending on where we are, depending on the country or the part of the country we are in, we're adding elements of where we are. And I think it's a show that also how we can transform it with the each context. So tonight there is object that come from Vienna, Österreich.
You said that the other times you had been performing on stage, on staircases or outdoors. What was the challenge of this room here? It's also not a traditional theater, but it's this very old, very huge hall with all the columns.
I guess the main challenge of the Impulstant version was to create light in pretty much one day, because we didn't yet create a full light creation for this piece, actually. So it's the first time we are working with Georgia Schex, who is our light designer. And and also the idea of this version was also to make the theater alive with us also. So like to reveal for example, the ceiling here is amazing, the column.
But also in the show, every time there is someone that crosses the space and we choose someone from where we are. And so now it's a technician that wanted to come with us on stage and cross the stage with a bike. So this time is with a bike, but we did it with many different people and people from where we perform.
And it's also the to relay on what you say, there is this idea in the piece with the dramaturgy that comes from objects coming from our bodies and then objects getting alive from the theater. So it's a bit the idea that we want to develop also, that first it's objects coming out of our clothes and then it's objects coming out from the theater, like the plant falling or the pendrillon, like the curtains falling out, or so it's things that we want to develop also with the technique of the theater. And here was the first time that we could kind of try with these tools of the theater in this place. And the ceiling, of course, and Georgia, the light designer, she did it so quickly, but she already had idea to make the piece a bit more about theater also.
Yeah, also it's a maybe it goes with a kind of a dystopic atmosphere, like what stay after us somehow, because we go on and on with this line, and at one point also this is the end of the piece, so maybe I don't say it. Anyway, like this idea of the object, like the life of these objects after us, like the after us we're gone, so how they keep having a life on their own. Or
yeah, it shows pretty impressively how colorful the breakdown can be. Or I mean, it is quite dystopic. Everything is sort of falling apart. And of course, one thinks about the planet we're living on when watching this, and about the way we treat it with littering around and leaving everything, and this way of using things only a very short amount of time and then throwing it out again. This, I mean, there's so much critique in the way we live in this piece, and it's told in such a heartwarming, beautiful, funny, colorful ways, and this contradiction is so impressive in this piece. We are talking about this piece and about you being here at the Impulsdance Festival. One of the reasons we do this podcast is Lifelong Burning and Impulsdance are working together with this attention series. And Lifelong Burning is the network where DanceWeb is part of in Vienna. And there's 12 partners in 12 countries in Europe. We are inviting you to do this residency. And now I know that you came very, very short before you showed the performance, but also you're staying in Vienna after your show, right? And I was wondering what you are planning on doing with this time, how you use the residency. Or is it secret? I don't know.
It's a new project, secret project.
Yeah, we don't really know yet what we will do. I think we want to take some workshops also. The time that we'll have, I think, is also for us to keep trying stuff together.
But it is because you all usually also you dance for different companies, right? You don't stay together. You hang out together as a group so often. You use this to work together, which isn't happening so often in this specific constellation, right?
I think it's also for us a time to, yeah, as you say, to have a time together, because it's hard for us to really have time and to see each other and to continue to speak about the work. And I think this time in Vienna was very important for us in order to continue discussion, to continue trying stuff. And it's a very precious time, and we're thankful for this. And we continue all the time about the work and to work with it. And also because we're planning the future of this show, I think it's an important time for us to, it's really precious for us for the next step for this show.
But we work together for Gush is Great, but we work also together for our own piece. For example, I work with Simon and that's it. And Philomène and Max, sorry. And Philomène and Zoé work together. Philomène with Simon. Sorry, Max. I'm a bit stressed.
I think it's also for us And you said it at the beginning that we are not really a collective or a company, but we are more like, we say we are a sort of ecosystem of support for each other. So as Julie was saying, like we are outside eyes for each other, or we are also like témoin, how do you say, a witness. We are witness of each other's work in a way, you know, and it's so important to feel that we have this little group, little community that can, that we know each other and the work of each other, so we can also come, see, support, speak about it, and just understand what we are all busy with, which is very different, like different aesthetics, different topics, but still like trying to understand what each other is busy with. And I think, like, also, for example, at the end of the summer, we go to Italy and we also take 2 days after the dates to stay together and to continue speaking about the future. And we are trying more and more to have these meetings. And the project is also, since 2 years, is getting bigger and bigger in our lives, because like 1 year ago, we were not so busy with this project. And in 1 year, we go on tour, like with many dates, you know, so it's like it's taking a lot of space more and more. So it's also important to leave space for each other for that.
It sounds great. As I mentioned, what we are recording now, end of July, last day of July actually, is only going to be released sometime in probably October or sometime in autumn. Do you know what you're going to be doing then?
So we have this proposition. We did a Danse Élargie contest. And the student of a school in Paris choose our show in order to learn it. And we're going to do a version with 50 students in the street in Paris in September. And so we would be just premiering this and trying this with new people, a lot of people on a hill in front of Tête des Abeilles in Paris. And so it's going to be a huge challenge, but also we are very excited to see what is going to happen there, and very glad that the student choose to work with us. And we're very happy that it comes from the student and not a school invitation, because I think it's about sharing this show and to be together.
And then we are going to Poland, Greece, Switzerland, and maybe
Roubaix.
In France, in Korea, maybe, in India, maybe, in Japan, in our dreams, yes.
We're going to have our premiere of the new version in the theater in Set, where we all met in the city, and it's going to be in November 26th, in Théâtre Molière.
Which is in Set, where we created the first version of it.
So back home.
All right. But that's already November 26th, so...
I think in October, when you will release the podcast, we will all be busy with different things. And I think with Philo, we will be maybe in Korea for another show. And I don't know where you will be, but... touring, well, creating. Julie is almost done with a new piece. And Max and Julie are having a duet and they're gonna tour this. So it's like we are split a bit everywhere.
All right, but even better to know then already that in 1.5 years you have another show. And I personally consider going to France in September, because it sounds amazing seeing this show with 50 people.
For me, what I find touching from this project is that the student, they choose, and it's the contemporary section, the ballet section, and the jazz section. And I think it reflects a lot what this group is, because we come from different backgrounds. And it's also about like sharing where we come from, in the dance education, and how we can still meet there. And I think it's even more important in a young age, where it can be a bit not to a group to be in different background of dance. And this goal is also to meet through this line with the students.
All right. Thank you very, very much for your time. I don't want to keep you much longer because you have another show tonight, right? I'm very grateful you took the time. And yeah, it was great meeting you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you. Impulse stars.
You've been listening to the podcast of the Attention Young Choreographers series. To never miss a new episode, follow us on Deezer, Podcast Addict, Apple Podcast, or Spotify. For more artist conversations, visit our websites lifelongburning.eu and impulsdance.com.